Raymond, first name, Freddie, last name, F-R-E-D-D-I-E. I know, that's his last name. 1146, 78-year-old gentleman, originally from Port Arthur, Texas. He was in international, he ran the international business machines for years. He was very independent, according to his son, David, who's also a farm bee. And he lived by himself till on or about March of this year, where he was found to be confused, took a fall, went, took him back to the emergency room, or took him to the emergency room, where he ended up having ended up having a subdural bleed. Then he became much more confused. He did not require intubation, but he did require a feeding tube, which was later discontinued, period. He was later switched, sent to the VA hospital, then went to a rehab, and then has ended up in a group home or in a facility now because he's no longer able to take care of himself, period. Raymond is very weak. He also has diabetes, COPD, shortness of breath, weakness, debility, aspiration, chronic status post-feeding tube, which has been removed. COVID vaccination up to date, nasal surgery, had some kind of sleep apnea surgery done years ago. Family history, doesn't know what mom and dad died of, but he knows they had heart problems. Review of system, weight loss, has lost over 50 pounds. He's now ADL dependent to the point that the son and the family could not take care of him any longer. And for this reason, he was placed in a facility with a 24/7 caregiver. He has trouble walking. He is ADL dependent. He needs help with bathing, toileting, and dressing. He also has bowel and bladder incontinency. He wears a diaper. His balance is off. At times, he tries to walk with a walker, but it's very difficult for him, period. He's also lost weight, as I mentioned, and he has a dysarthric speech, difficulty with confusion, sundowner syndrome, and most of the time he's only oriented to person, period. Social, never was a heavy smoker or drinker, but he has done both till about a month or two ago. Has four children, one passed away because of an accident, and now has three children. And he's been widowed. He no longer has a wife. Period. He has a blood pressure of 150 over 84, pulse of 64, respiration 18, temperature 96.7, O2 sats 96%. So let's talk about his medication. First of all, allergy. His medication includes Losartan PRN 50 milligram, melatonin PRN for sleep, Sertraline 50 milligram for depression. Level of thyroxine, 25 microgram a day, metformin, 500 milligram. BID. On exam, heart positive to lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, David is oriented to person at this time, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with any lesion. Is able to move all four extremities, has no lateralizing effect or lateralizing effects, but he does have what looks like severe debilitation and weakness to the point that he cannot stand up by his own, period. Son tells me that they felt like he had intracranial bleed associated with viral encephalitis. He was treated with steroids, acyclovir, was sent to rehab, and has reached improvement as it's going to, they told the son, period. Assessment, 78-year-old gentleman with intracranial bleed, encephalopathy, at one time nonverbal, required feeding tube. He's now very confused, very debilitated, very weak, has lost over 50 pounds, no longer has a feeding tube, but he's quite debilitated and has chronic aspiration. His balance is off, he's ADL dependent. He wears a diaper and a high risk of fall, period. He was told never to stand up by himself, period. His COVID immunization is up to date. The neurologist do not feel like patient is going to show much improvement after this point, and overall prognosis remains poor, period. David realizes that since his dad is 78 years old, he most likely will die of his current illness. As a matter of fact, we talked about hospice and the fact that given his natural progression of his intracranial bleed, he would most likely die within 6 months, period. Niperga, David also realizes that his father has a very poor prognosis overall. Thank you.